For those who did not want to have fermented rice for breakfast in those days, another healthy option was putu. Researchers show that this is the healthiest food in the world. For putu, the rice is not powdered very smooth. It should be like breadcrumbs, which is used for cutlets. The rice flour is roasted till it gets well dried in order to preserve for many days. If it's not roasted, it will be sticky. Ingredients: roasted rice flour, 1 cup. Grated coconut, 1 cup. Salt, to taste. Water, 3/4 cup. Preparation: take rice flour in a container, add salt and mix well, add little water and wet the flour, add rest of the water little by little and mix the flour well. It should not be sticky and no lumps should be seen. Once the mixture is ready, add 2 tablespoons of coconut in the mixture and mix well. Take water in pressure cooker or putu kudam, special pot to make putu, keep it on the stove to boil. Meantime, take the putu kudi, putu tube, insert the round, chilu, with holes at the bottom. Add 1 tablespoon coconut at the bottom of the tube, then add 3 tablespoons of flour, again add 1 tablespoon coconut and 3 tablespoons flour. Repeat the process until the tube gets filled fully, don't press it, put some coconut on top and cover it with a lid, place it on the cooker or putu kudam and steam. When steam comes through the holes of the lid, good odor spreads and you know the putu is ready. If steam doesn't come out after 10 minutes, insert a stick through all the holes on top lid. Let it remain for 5 to 10 minutes more so that all the flour gets cooked evenly. Make sure that there is enough water in the bottom pot or cooker, otherwise it's likely to get burned. Remove the tube from fire, open the lid and poke a stick from the bottom, the cooked putu will come out like a tube. Remove the steel chilu with holes from bottom. Serve it hot with banana, papad and cooked green gram, or kadala kari, a side dish made of chickpea grams. Enjoy this sumptuous meal in the morning or as evening tea snack. Those who do not have a putu maker can use your pressure cooker without the whistle along with a coconut shell. Take a good coconut shell, make a hole at the center as shown above and fill it with rice flour and coconut, insert it on top of the cooker and cover with a lid. In 5 minutes steam will begin to come out, keep little more time, remove from cooker, turn it upside down into a plate like in picture, remove the shell, your putu is ready, it's very quick to make. This putu tastes better than the tube one. Enjoy it. My grandma used firewood to cook. Putu maker was made of bamboo bark and coir. Utensils used were made of natural and organic materials. Spoons were made of areca nut, betel nut, tree trunk and coconut shells. Removing the husk and powdering the rice also was done at home, with the help of a mortar. The rice for making flour was specially made without boiling the paddy. They would just sundry the paddy as it is brought from the fields after threshing and pounded it in a mortar to make raw rice, an akalari, which was used to make this delicious dish. So its nutritious value was doubled compared to the milled raw white rice. Copyright 2018 My Grandma's Healthy School, all rights reserved.